This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet. Since when I saw you down on the floor, get on.
So the New York Attorney General knows that the clock is ticking. Trump has until Monday to pay an astounding $500 million bond, $464 million. And the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, is already moving and doing some initial steps to potentially seize some of President Trump's assets. It's an incredible moment. First off, the excessive amount is stunning for what she says when it is an inflation of real estate assets. How many real estate people do that in New York? Everyone's been put on notice. Don't do real estate in New York because it's subject to interpretation. And the banks that dealt with him on these properties when he was getting loans and insurance coverage, all that stuff, they didn't mind. They made money. They did their own due diligence. There's always that note that says, hey, you know, when you're looking at this value, take a look at others just to make sure it's exactly correct. And guess what? They did their own assessment. They're not getting fined for inflating or deflating or whatever. They made money. There's no victim. And yet, here it is. And the clock is ticking again towards a Monday deadline. So Letitia James is already signaling that she may go after two of President Trump's prized properties. One of them is the Seven Springs Estate. It is about 50,000 square feet, 15 bedrooms in there, three pools, 200 acres. And this is north of New York City in Westchester. Westchester County, of those who are familiar with New York City, also the Westchester Golf Club, which is a Trump property too, as well. That's in Briarcliff Manor, New York. This is incredible. She's already signaled that these are ones that she is eyeing potentially, that she might take the property and put it in as part of the bond to be able to cover the amount while he appeals. That's the amazing thing. You know, how many times when somebody appeals a case, and he certainly feels like he's being ramrodded here through the justice system, and yet he's being forced to put up the amount while he appeals. So meanwhile, it sits somewhere. It's in their property. What if it gets sold or something happens to it in the meantime? I mean, it's just an amazing moment to think about. They are really trying to do whatever they can to him. And one thing that Trump has come out with in the last few hours, according to people close to Trump, he does not want to declare bankruptcy, personally or professionally. And so he is more apt to get money, whether it's from somebody, some company, some donor. Maybe it is giving up a business, or at least putting it temporarily in the possession of New York State. Because that's a lot of money. He just doesn't have X amount of cash. And well, you know what's really disgusting tonight? President Biden is going around mocking Trump, calling him broke Don. Can you believe it? Look how broke he is. Maybe because he didn't get money from the oligarchs, like Biden's family seemed to have gotten. Like Hunter got money from the Chinese and some of these others. According to all these different reports, $24 million. That still wouldn't cover it, Biden. But he's mocking him. Like, look, and trying to act like, oh, I have no idea why all these things are happening. But poor broke Don. Calling him a loser, broke Don. As if President Biden has nothing to do with all of this. You know darn well there. It's obviously coming from high up. All of these things are coming from high up. It is all so orchestrated. And I just find it disgusting. And I find it so un-American. This is what you do in like a banana republic. When somebody is running against you, you try to break them. You know, you try to do something to them to hold them down. You do another lawsuit. You do another one. Oh, well, now let's try to break them financially. Even if he's got a lot of money, let's add a couple more zeros on that. And then let's mock him like he's broke. I mean, this is just shameful. And it shows that this year is going to be the nastiest, by far, presidential election year, I think, ever. I think there is nothing off the table when I see what has been happening, especially in the last year or two, to President Trump. It is astounding. And, of course, Letitia James, the attorney general, well, she campaigned on getting Trump. So I guess she's living up to her campaign promise. And then just recently, they said, what happens, you know, if he doesn't post the bond? Listen to what she said in an interview just a few weeks ago.
He's a very strong person, very courageous, very, you know, resolute. Look, he prevailed when they tried to take him off the ballot. The Supreme Court, you know, voted unanimously against that, that they said that he can't take him off the court, so, you know, off the ballot. So I'm optimistic that this is going to get resolved by, you know, saner minds, more fairness and due process, so that he can actually get the justice that he deserves and the family.
And that is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who we talked with earlier today, and said, as you heard, he is strong and he is optimistic and he feels eventually he is going to work this out, get justice. But who knows? It could be a bumpy ride in the meantime. And that's because of Letitia James. Here she is during that recent interview.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek, judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets. And so at the end of the day, how he pays for the judgment is really not my business. At the end of the day, he is responsible and liable for $363 million plus $100 million in interest.
And guess what? Every single day, the interest is $112,000. Because remember, $250 wasn't enough. So we got to add more. And then he just recently also had to get a loan. He had to get a bond for the whole thing with E. Jean Carroll. Remember that whole E. Jean Carroll case? And in that E. Jean Carroll case, the company, I think it was Chubb's, they paid $91.63 million. That's what he had to pay in that defamation case, remember? So, I mean, it's like, let's see what else we can sock them with. I mean, it is really, really an incredible moment. So what do you think is going to happen in between now and then? Do you think there'll be some Hail Mary? Do you think some donor will put it up? Do you think Trump will actually say, hey, yeah, just take this property short term, and that it might actually end up in New York State's hand, a couple properties, because not a single property is going to have the value of this. The property, even this Silver Springs, you know, it's a beautiful place, Seven Springs in Westchester. But, you know, if you look at different valuations, and again, who knows, are we looking at Arthur N. Gorin's valuation or real valuations? But regardless, maybe it's, you know, 30, 40, 50 million, maybe it's more, but it's not going to be 500 million, which is about what he needs right now. I mean, this is just an unbelievable moment that we have a New York attorney general going after a different rival from the leading, you know, candidate sphere on the other side, going up against Biden. She's saying that she's going to campaign on it, just like Fannie Willis, and now living up to her promises and already putting the ones that she thinks maybe are the first ones for the pickings. And she probably will have a list about 7, 8, or 9, or 10 maybe by the time this is done, if she wants to fit that amount. It's an amazing moment. Meantime, Trump is also campaigning out there and saying this is absurd, it's un-American. And he's also petitioning to the courts to see if he can submit a lesser amount. Or also, the other thing, he's saying, why don't you just hold off? Why don't you just let me appeal? And then maybe after an appeal, maybe at that point, then if I lose and lose and lose all the after it goes through all the court stuff, then maybe at some point something can happen. But in the meantime, he's saying this is preposterous. And it is. It just seems so un-American. What kind of an American citizen could handle this onslaught that just keeps on coming? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Tony in Clifton. Tony, your thoughts about this incredible moment.
You know, Rita, we've all seen this coming, but I have to say, and I'll go through this quickly, when I saw the State of the Union, I called it the State of the Mandate, because that was the Biden mandate. It was a mandate against the Supreme Court. He wasn't happy with them. And I still want to have faith in them. I want to have faith in them that at the end of the day, when this is all over, they will help straighten this mess out. This is a disgrace, and they're ruining the office of our president. This is one of their goals, Rita, is to ruin sort of our whole structure and in the way we.
And who do you believe is doing the ruining?
Well, I could tell you who, and it's I call them the newcomer party now.
That's all right.
The Democrat party. So, you know, Rita, so when you look at that, you say, I believe that Letitia James, based on everything that's been happening, all the illegals have been treated so welcome. You know, we were so careful with how we handle them. They've been given instructions on what to do when they get here and how to take over people's houses and be squatters. But I believe that Letitia James, and I hate to even think this, but she's going to give away whatever properties if she gets them. If, I don't know, but if she gets them, she's going to give them to illegal aliens. Illegals!
Yeah, but she's going to turn them into migrant shelters. You know,
migrant
who
shelters.
Knows? By the way, Tony, in the middle of all this, there are messages out there like that. Democrats are saying Trump's legal debts are a national security risk. That's one for the record books, because they're creating the legal debts, but saying, well, all of these debts that he has to cover all these legal things, that's a huge risk to American security. Guess what? First of all, you created the crisis. And what about the border? Like, that's not a national security risk? I mean, it's just incredible, Tony. It's like these people are living in la-la land. Your thoughts real quick, Tony. What do you think?
Well, whoever is in one of those nice properties, I think you said one of them was in what, White Plains or upstate?
They're both in Westchester County in New York.
Get ready, coming to a mansion near you.
Yeah, squatters, right? Maybe that video. Maybe that video. The guy's going to be like, "Hey, that one's free." You know? Oh, my goodness. Tony, thank you very, very much. Always good to hear from you. 1-800-848-9222. And we'll continue your calls after the break here on The Rita Cosby Show.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is The Rita Cosby Show.
There was ever any loving between Letitia James and Donald Trump, but she is not wasting any time. It is amazing that we are already hearing she is putting out a list, starting to look at some of these areas where if Trump does not come up with the assets, she is ready to seize some of the assets and putting the ones that she wants on the chopping block. Here is former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy. We talked with him earlier today on Katz and Cosby, and he says he believes Tish James is going to move fast.
she's been taunting Trump since she got this verdict from in the bench trial, of all things, before Judge Arthur Engoron, who's an elected progressive Democrat. And she has told Trump, she looks out at 40 Wall Street every day, thinks about the day she'll be able to take it from him. So everything she's done up until now, no matter what you think of it, I think that's an outrageous procedure, but you can't doubt her seriousness of purpose. I think it'd be naive to think that she's not going to move the minute she thinks she can move.
Yeah, and she's already signaling just that tonight. And of course, she's been signaling her whole mission was to get Trump. Here's that campaign ad that she did years ago, and I guess she's living up to her campaign promise.
Rise up and resist this man!
When he leaves office as a private citizen, he will no longer have presidential immunity.
Can we actually get him?
The New York Attorney General has joined the Manhattan District Attorney.
Days of this president are numbered.
Claims that you campaigned on a get Trump agenda.
And we will rise up together and we will resist this president. Bring him down.
Stay tuned.
That was a very dramatic act. And now she is doing some more dramatic actions. She's fulfilling her campaign promise. Wow. That to me is incredible. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Paula in New Jersey. Paula, your thoughts.
Yes, good evening. I love your show.
Thank you, Paula.
Okay, so in the news, we've heard that Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, his shorts were evaluated by Sotheby's for about $2 million. So let us think about the American way, okay, supply and demand. The things that our beloved former President Trump has are priceless. Many of the things that his family has are priceless. Of his children, of his child, of his brothers and sisters, of his supporters like Giuliani and Steve Bannon. All those things are priceless. In other words, think in the past, what would someone pay for something that is of a former president like George Washington or George Washington's wife or children? It's priceless.
So are you suggesting he should put it all up for auction? Is that what you're, like a number of things?
These things are priceless. And in the eyes of America, they are priceless. And you can just, if Letitia James, she wants to put a price on something, well, how about things that are priceless? And I'm sure that President Trump can, with the people that he can associate with, find the things of his presidential artifacts and the things that he personally owns. He can loan them because they are priceless to the American people and even for the world.
Now, you know what's interesting, Paula? I didn't know if you meant selling them, because I don't think Letitia James would take something like that. But he could potentially sell some of that and put some of the money up for bond, because I think a lot of people would buy a lot of those things. I agree.
Rita Cosby is on.
Singing
I'm letting this play because I went to University of South Carolina, you guys. I know Leonard Skinner. Here we go. Admitted that Nathan Wade was coming home to her. You know, we finally got that out of them, but they still claim that that relationship happened after she hired him to be the special prosecutor investigating President Trump for RICO charges down in Georgia. And we bring this up tonight because not only do I like playing Sweet Home Alabama, but also because of everything that's going on with President Trump and Letitia James. So in the middle of all this, we know that the New York case with Alvin Bragg, that's the so-called hush money case, that one has been delayed about a month because, remember, they finally got, it was like 30,000 documents from when the federal authorities investigated the same claims and decided to pass. So there's probably some exonerating documents for President Trump in this treasure trove that was just handed over to him and Alvin Bragg. So that's delayed, but Bragg is still trying to push forward and get a trial before Election Day. You know, this is crazy. It's the end of March. How is this going to possibly happen? Remember, you've got the conventions. The Republican one is in July. The Democrats, of course, in August. How are you going to do that? It just seems absolutely absurd and absolutely impossible. And if it's not already election interference, the minute you get closer and closer to Election Day and some of these major events, it's even more of an election interference. Boy, is it blatant. Oh, we got to hurry up and get it before he gets elected because that's what this is all about. And now we are hearing from the Georgia DA, Fannie Willis. Remember, she still got to stay on because the judge there in Georgia allowed for her to stay if she could get rid of Nathan Wade. Because he said, the two of you can't be here. If you can get rid of him, you can stay on, which was preposterous because I claimed the two of them were linked. Even though Fannie said that she doesn't need a man. Remember this famous line by Fannie Willis? Who could forget this one?
It's interesting that we're here about this money. Mr. Wade is used to women that, as he told me one time, the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich. We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. And so there was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
And remember, her daddy was on the stand, too. He was great. I thought the dad was charming. I would have loved to have hung out with the dad. He was like working on a documentary, and he just seemed like a really fun guy. It's a wild family, that is for sure. But now Fannie Willis, not to be one-upped by Alvin Bragg, or, of course, Letitia James, she is saying with the court, I'm still here. Now, I got rid of this guy because, you know, the only thing basically he says women are good for is a sandwich, you know, to make a sandwich. So she's moving forward with the case against Trump. And she did a filing. I couldn't believe this today, essentially saying that she wants to see if she can revive the Trump case by this summer. It is, you know, April's right around the corner, guys, literally. There's obviously the Alvin Bragg case. You got the Letitia James. You got the D.C. case. You got also the Florida classified documents case because Trump is not a senile, well-meaning elderly man with no memory, essentially what Robert Hur said about Biden. So his case is going forward. So now Fannie Willis wants in on the action, and she is trying to press forward with a trial before Election Day and saying that she would like it to start in the summer. Are you kidding me? This is so unrealistic. And remember, on criminal cases, what's different than civil, even though Trump has appeared in a number of these civil cases to show up at court or to testify, in criminal, you have to appear. So what? How is he ever going to campaign? I mean, this is what this is all about. Let's make him broke with the properties. Let's try to keep him tied up in all these different court cases and all these legal filings. And maybe then maybe we can beat him somehow. I mean, this is just crazy. But you know what is even crazier? Did you hear yesterday? I had to play this for you because this is amazing. Yesterday during the Hunter Biden hearing that took place, remember Hunter was MIA. He was called to testify. So far, no word if he's going to be charged with contempt. But Comer is saying that he now wants to hear from Joe Biden. He's going to put a request in, an invitation to the president to come forward. We'll see if that invitation will be accepted. The answer is no, no, and no, it will not be. But one of the more interesting moments of the hearing yesterday, and of course, Tony Bobulinski, the former associate of Hunter and others, showed up there. And remember, Fannie Willis is charging Trump with RICO. RICO charges with him and the other defendants. That is part of her big thing. It's they all were in cahoots. It's a RICO charge, right? Serious stuff. But don't say it to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't even know that RICO is a crime. Listen to this exchange that makes you think AOC needs to go back to bartending. Here she is with Tony Bobulinski during the hearing yesterday, where Hunter's MIA and AOC sounds like she's MIA on the law. Listen to this.
Mr. Bobulinski, I heard your opening statement. It's submitted to the record, part of our proceedings. I have a quick question. Simple. Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you
deal,
witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO, and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You
specifically.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
It's a category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged with.
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges.
Statutes.
Sir, please
you want me to
name
the exact statute
sir?
Under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
All right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
Time. I
I'll
reclaim
leave
my
it
time.
To you guys
okay,
to
thank
define
you,
the
sir.
Statute
I reclaim my
RICO.
Time. Clearly, what we are seeing here today is a continuation of the 15-month saga of the Republican majority lost in the desert. Impeachment 101. The majority party or whomever is raising impeachment must accuse the president of a high crime, a specific high crime or misdemeanor. I would like to submit to the record HRES 918, the House resolution to open this impeachment inquiry.
Without objection to order.
This resolution does not outline a high crime or misdemeanor. It's not here. Now, when we compare the chairman's opening from his previous opening, he's talking about Ukraine and Burisma and all of this. It is this entire inquiry is based on a blockbuster piece of information that was in a classified SCIF room. And inside that room was a document alleging President Biden directly of a $10 million bribery scheme. A $10 million bribery scheme. Extremely serious. What happened? What happened a month ago, Mr. Chairman? That document, the FBI arrested the person who offered those allegations for falsifying his testimony to the FBI. This entire impeachment inquiry is based on an actual provable individual who has lied.
That was very painful. Obviously, don't tell Fulton County Fannie that RICO is not a charge, AOC, Because that's what she's charging the president of the United States and the other defendants. You can't make this up. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Norm. Norm, your thoughts about just everything that's coming on Trump.
Oh, well, first, I think Bob Alinsky should have asked her how to make a mocha latte.
That, you know what? That would have been very funny. Could I ask you a question? How do you make I'm just pretending like, you know, if he threw it back at her, you know, how do you make a good martini? How do you make a good, you know, that would have been very funny.
Yes. Look, concerning the persecution of Tish James, of President Trump, my opinion is that I don't think she's going to get away with it, because I think there's going to be thousands of protesters at the at Seven Springs Estate or at the Westchester Golf Club. And I think that that's going to be really bad press.
Now, so, do you know that they're going to be there, or are you hearing a little birdie telling you that, Norm?
Yeah, a little birdie is telling me that. And I have my Metro North train map out here right now in front of me. So I'm, let's see what goes down. I don't know. I think this is a game of chicken here. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Actually, that would be interesting. Like you're just saying, if there were protesters that sort of lined up in front of the gates with the sign saying, Tish James, this belongs to Trump, not you. That would certainly be interesting. Norm, thank you very, very much. Everybody, we're going to continue your calls after the break. But first, here's our Support Our Heroes segment.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment. And I love being able to showcase Tunnel to Towers. They do so much to help America's heroes. And boy, were some heroes honored in Washington, D.C. This is such a great story. U.S. Speaker of the House, Congressman Mike Johnson, again, our current speaker there, Republican of Louisiana, presented the Congressional Gold Medal to a group of World War II veterans whose pivotal role in Allied victories was kept secret for 50 years. At a special ceremony in Emancipation Hall of the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center, surviving members of the 23rd Headquarters Special Troops and the 3133rd Signal Company Special, known as the Ghost Army, were presented the Congressional Gold Medal, the nation's highest honor. The Ghost Army's creative deployment of inflatable tanks, sound effects, fake radio transmissions, and even a fictitious headquarters absolutely served to fool German forces into believing that American forces were larger or in different locations than was actually the case. The Ghost Army carried out 25 battlefield deceptions in France, Luxembourg, Belgium, Germany, and Italy. And their service and their successes remained top secret until 1996, when the missions were finally declassified. Republican Congresswoman Celeste Molloy said in her statement, "The Ghost Army's bravery and creativity saved countless lives during World War II." She said, "I am honored to be able to present them with this long overdue award." How fantastic. And I remember when I was over in Normandy for the 75th anniversary of D-Day, them talking about the role of the Ghost Army and all the incredible things they did to add deception and to try to fool the German forces. Really incredible creativity. And needless to say, they did save so many lives. How beautiful that these great members of the Ghost Army finally recognized with our nation's highest honor. And everybody, all it takes is just $11 a month. Donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to t2t.org, t2t.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's the Rita Cosby Show.
And you got to keep the radio on because you will always hear the latest here on The Rita Cosby Show. We are talking about all of these legal onslaughts against President Trump. It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. The deadline is Monday again for him to post assets. But essentially, they're looking for money with these insurers. So they're not accepting assets. A lot of times these insurers will accept property. But in this case, they want cold, hard cash. So will he get it from maybe a donor? Will he get it from somebody? Will he be able to find it by selling an asset or putting it in some location, making some deal? We'll see. But already in the last hours or so, his team is saying it's impossible for them to meet this amount, $464 million. And of course, Biden making fun of Trump, it is so disgusting for a guy who claimed he was unifier in chief, all the lawfare and all the legal cases, and then let's mock Trump. Boy, is this not transparent or what? 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Dave, line three. Dave, your thoughts about all this.
Hi, Rita. Good evening. So, first of all, if they get $500 million, where does that money go?
Yeah, it goes. It's supposed to be frozen. It's supposed to be sitting there untouched until the litigation happens.
Okay, but then no interest is going to be bared? I mean,
well, you would assume. By the way,
give me $500 million.
Yeah, you're hitting a great point. I'm thinking the same thing you are, Dave. I'm wondering, like, does it accrue interest, and then all that goes to who gets the interest on that? Right.
If I may, can I just change the subject a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
If the properties are available, $500 million worth of property, who's waiting in line to buy it? Obviously, there aren't very many Americans that could pony up that kind of money, you know, immediately or get loans. You know who's waiting in line to buy it? Three or four different people or countries: China, Iran, a Russian oligarchs, or the Saudis. Which one would you prefer to buy $500 million worth of New York real estate? Which one would you prefer?
Yeah, you know, Dave, you're hitting some powerful points because there's a lot of questions with all of them, of course, right now. And needless to say, Iran, nah; China, nah; Russia, nah. Obviously, questions also with the Saudis. But right now, they also do own a lot of real estate. I mean, if you look at all the other stuff, Chinese own a lot of real estate in New York. So do the wealthy Russians. There's a lot of other Arab countries, too, as well. But you're right. Who's going to buy it? I'm also wondering, maybe will some donors chip in? Will somebody loan him some money? Trump's got a lot of, you know, wealthy friends. Will some of them maybe foot the bill, or like maybe a combination of a couple of them? There's still a lot of options. I don't think we're at that point yet. So there's a lot of questions right now. Let's go to Steve, line one. Dave brought up some great points there. Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, one of the things Letitia James is likely to do with that money is give it to Biden for his campaign.
Can you imagine, by the way, the interest, right?
Yeah, we have to change the language. Since the Democrats, they change definitions in progress with words. We got to call him Lion Biden, the bastard in chief, and Paytas especially, president against the United States.
Ah, that's interesting. And you know what? The panderer in chief, because he is like pandering for votes, it seems, every twist and turn. Let's see what happens with Trump. Let's see what happens.